Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army news, today's music. This is Garrison FM, and I'm linking up with Afghanistan to speak to Captain John Elms from One Mercian.
Hello, Chris.
So, Captain John, just give me a quick overview of what's been going on over the last few weeks.
We're about 7 weeks into our tour. We came in about mid-October, we're going to run through till April 2013, normal six-month tour. We're based in Nadiali, the outstations, our patrol bases and checkpoints. We're about 1,000 soldiers strong, biggest force within Herrick 17, and Herrick 17 obviously is 4 Brigade based, commanded by Brigadier Bruce.
So what is your main role that you'll be fulfilling while you're there then?
We've got a differing role throughout our area of operation. A lot of the subunits, the companies, are doing the transition, enabling transition and providing the confidence and the peripheral security for the Afghan National Security Forces to operate. And we've just done a really successful operation over the past few days, which has demonstrated how good the ANSF are. And some of the companies are ground holding in areas that are still yet to progress into transition. So they're creating better conditions for transition every day. So we've got a variety of locations. I myself am based in Shawkat with a team of enablers and the command structure to make sure we facilitate the subunit's requirements, whether it be administrative or operational based support.
So in these regions that aren't quite as developed and aren't used to seeing the guys and interacting with the Afghan National Security Forces, how long do you think it's going to be until that progresses and we start to see, you know, a bit more interaction and things turning around?
I think you can see it now, but it's the development that's just the development of the ANSF, the Afghan National Security Force in that location, that's just taken a little bit longer. In some areas, they need some more police training, and we've got about 24 police being trained now, which will go forward. In other areas, it's just giving them that little bit more confidence. They know how to do the job. They just need that little bit more confidence to be able to do it on their own. And that is coming. That is coming on leaps and bounds as well. So in the whole area, it's about empowering the Afghan National Security Force and giving them the confidence to enable them to continue when we've left in 2014.
So have you seen any changes, you know, perhaps from a previous tour to now?
Well, I was welfare officer for the previous tour, so I dealt with the issues coming back from Herrick 12. And I can tell you that in the first 2 months of being here, we've had significantly less kinetic activity, and we've seen significantly more move forward and drive by the Afghan National Army. We are in the shadows, for want of a better expression, offering support if required. And that is not being called for by the Afghan National Army, sometimes it's not even required. So we're in a good place at the moment. In answer to your question, it is significantly less that is being dealt with by ISAF than it was 2 years ago.
So, Captain John, tell me about the weather conditions and what things are like there at the moment.
Yeah, it's getting really cold. Today, actually, Chris, is probably the first day that we haven't had the sun in the sky. It's been completely clouded out and it's quite cold. So it'll be getting down to single figures, similar to the UK soon. We're probably not going to get a frost for about another month or so, but it will get frosty here during the day and drop significantly down to the minus 10 maybe during the night time. So we've all got our big sleeping bags and we're all getting ready to be winterized.
So you'll have the woolly hats and everything, because I know lots of people knit them and send them across, don't they?
They do, and we've got them. The Royal British Legion ladies have sent us a big box of woolly hats and we've handed them out. And the soldiers have got their layer system. We're the best kitted army in the world, and we've got the best equipment for Herrick 17 that the soldiers could ever have, and they're going to use that this winter because we get a special winter pack.
So any message back home to the rear ops groups?
Yeah, the rear ops group are doing a really good job. They can monitor friends and family and extended family and people that are listening in the garrison area can log on to the 1st Battalion Military Regiment on Facebook. We're doing a few charity events, so look on Facebook for those and just support us. I know the ROG are doing a great job with the families, and if they need any information from us, just send me a message on Facebook and I'll facilitate.
So, of course, you've got the ongoing work, but it's not all work, if you like. You're also doing a charity challenge at the same time.
Yeah, we're halfway through, Chris. You're right. We're halfway through Make Miles Matter, which is in support of the Royal British Legion. They agreed that we could start it on the 11th of November and run it through as a continuation of their appeal. They support soldiers every day of the year. Remembrance is one day that we remember our fallen comrades, and rightly so. But they continue that through the 365 days thereafter, and they wanted to demonstrate to people that they support families serving soldiers throughout the year, and we're helping them do that. We're going to run I'm looking at 24,901 miles around the Earth's equator, and we're about 13,000 miles in at the moment. We finish on the 24th of November, and it's going to be tight. I've got to tell you, Chris, it's going to be tight for mileage.
So if someone wants to track how you're doing and donate and sponsor, what do they need to do?
They can get the mileage from justgiving.com/makingmilesmatter, or they can log on to our Facebook page, 1st Battalion the Nursing Regiment, and I pop up a daily update and a sit rep and some photographs of the boys and girls that are running around the PBs and FOBs. And they're having a good, they're busy during the day and night on patrols and stuff and helping the Afghan National Security Forces. But when they can, they're doing the mileage, and I really appreciate that. It's significant that we've done 14,000 miles in 8 days so far, and we hope to get to our goal, which is 24,901 miles. So just keep going.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Well, the best of luck with that, and good luck with the rest of the tour as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. I'll speak to you soon.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.